Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. Thank you so much. Alex, my name is Mario. I'm one of the directors for the company. I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Dillon's Tree Service, correct me if I'm wrong. Tara's telling me you've been with the company roughly now 4 years?
Yeah, I'd say I started it like 4 years ago as of, I'm going to say May or June of this year. It'd be 4 years.
May or June. Okay, perfect. Let me make it. Okay, perfect. And then how many miles outside of Barnum are you covering, if you don't mind me asking?
Right now, I mean, I kind of run a good majority of my jobs are within 20 miles, but we do jobs down then that are 50, 60 miles out, and we've done jobs up past Humboldt, past Rockwell City, which, you know, we've done jobs a little further than that out, but it just kind of depends on what they are.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. Now, I know you're doing the tree service. I mean, are you including like stump removal,
yep,
grinding and so forth? Do you do it all?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And then again, I apologize for all the questions. I just got to verify that I'm presenting the right thing to you, Alex. This won't take too long. As far as like bigger jobs, that wouldn't be an issue for you, right? If a job's a little on the bigger end side of things, you're perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, I'd say I've done a few jobs that were 30, 40 trees, and they were some monsters on them job sites, and we've done those, take them out, grind stumps. I mean, we did a job that was only 6 trees, but they were all 5 foot wide at the base, and they were monster trees near a house, and that wasn't that bad of a job to do. We've done a lot of jobs like that, and they're pretty easy.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, perfect. All righty. And then I'm looking at some of your competitors. Tara says that some of the competition in the area, you actually know some of these guys?
Yeah, I know a handful of them.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right, well, you know, the only reason I'm asking that question is, you know, part of the service, you know, that's where we would be listing you on the first page as one of the top recommended companies. So now when someone goes on Google and they type anything that has to do with tree service, tree removal, stump grinding or anything of that nature, Dillon's Tree Service will now pop up as one of those top recommended options as well. You know, so,
okay.
You know, now some of these guys are probably going to ask, hey, man, how did you get over here? But that's what we'd be doing. Now, Tara also tells me that you currently do not have a website, if I'm not mistaken, Alex. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't have one at the moment.
Okay. Part of the service that we render, because we would, you know, want to put you on that first page of Google and we want your presentation and image to look very nice and professional, we would actually build the website for you, Alex, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. That's included within the service. Okay?
Okay.
I actually just sent over to you a sample of the website that we're able to do. Do you mind letting me know if you got that? It's going to come from our company, Local Splash. We're a direct channel partner to Google. And then when you open that, it's going to say 4 Elements Tree Care, LLC.
Hold on a second. I'm waiting for it to load right now.
No worries about it, brother. Take your time. I'm here for another 4 hours. I'm going nowhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of in the shop right now. I walked in the office because someone's in there grinding right now, making a hell of a lot of noise in this office. I'm getting one bar, so I'm waiting for this thing to load.
Oh, okay. All right, now take your time, brother. You're good.
Okay, there it is. It's starting to come up now. Was it Four Elements Tree Care? Is that the one you said?
It's going to say Four Elements Tree Care LLC. So just let me know when you see that. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, right on there where it says Four Elements Tree Care, obviously the title there would say Dillon's Tree Service. So it would be your own actual site, right? www.dillonstreeservice.com. Okay.
Okay.
Now, are you taking pictures of the work that you do, brother?
I've done a lot of, like, the before pictures that I'm terrible about when I'm all done cleaning up, getting pictures, but I can still hold a few of them. I could probably get some. I can get hold of them because people are people that I know.
Okay, so you take the before, just not the afters. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm terrible at doing that. I'm really good at videos. I'm all done. I usually get busy talking to customers, and then I'm just like, we're packing stuff up, and then I kind of forget on the way out the door.
It's all good, man. It's not a big deal. But, yeah, the afters usually always matter because it shows your work now, you know?
Yep.
But it's all good. The reason I'm asking that particular question is because any of the pictures that you do have, we can actually put those on the site as well. As you know, some clients, they love to see your work. You know, some people want to see, you know, what work you do, and it's like a menu at a restaurant. Some people don't even read it. They just look at a picture and say, hey, that's what I want. And it works almost the same way. Somebody sees your work, says, oh, man, this guy knows what he's doing. Let's go ahead and hire him and bring him on board. So same concept. On the website right there under where it says expert services, this is where we'll list, all the services that you do. Like this company, they do tree removal, tree trimming, emergency tree services, stump grinding, and so forth. So whatever services that you offer the public, Alex, we'll list those on the website, and then we'll also upload any pictures. If you don't have that many pictures, we'll use some from the internet to make it look very nice and professional. Okay. And then on that same website, it says our story. This is where we will talk about the business, obviously how long you've been doing this and how long, you know, how much expertise you have under your belt. Customers love to hear that. From the same site, the customer can list an appointment, can request a quote. And if you look at the bottom right portion of this, there's like a little text and phone message icon. The client can actually reach you directly from the site as well. They don't have to look up your number. They'll just hit the little phone message icon and they'll connect them directly to your cell phone. Okay.
Okay.
And then aside from that, navigation right at the bottom will list what cities you're willing to cover, hours of operation, what times and dates you're willing to accept calls from the clients. And then we list any type of social media that you have. Are you currently on any social media, Alex?
I just joined Angie's list, but no, other than that, no, I don't advertise in the tree business or anything.
Okay. Social media is actually popping up right now, Alex. It's something pretty hot that people are using nowadays aside from Google, which is obviously Google is the most visited platform. But the other platform that's being visited quite often is Facebook for work, right? So a lot of people are using Facebook. So what we do is that Google started working directly with Facebook. So what we would do is that we would help you build a business profile on Facebook. And then we would run ads on Facebook for you. And that's already included in the service. You don't pay additional for that. So I don't know if you have your own Facebook page or not, Alex, but sometimes you're just scrolling through your friends or you're, you know, looking at some of the things on Facebook and suddenly you get ads that pop up for plumbers, electricians, tree service guys, people that do lawn care. So same concept. When people are scrolling through Facebook, we're going to have ads pop up for Dillon's Tree Service, okay? And that is what Google refers to as retargeting, and it's working wonderfully for our clients. You know, they're capturing quite a bit of work on that end as well. And then aside from that, the last platform that we will list you on that Google also works with is Apple, right? For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari or uses Siri or Alexa, we would also list you through the Apple platform. Okay. But here's the reality of things. I mean, even though we work with Apple, we work with Facebook, I mean, the real bread and butter here is that first page of Google. I mean, that's where the real golden ticket is at. You know, so that's where our main priority concentrates, as in listing you there. And then obviously building your website. You know, I'll be frank with you, I'm a little surprised you don't have a website yet, but that's perfectly fine. Now, the pricing for our service, I think that's the important portion of things as well. Our pricing, let me just make sure I have this correctly. Okay. Our month-to-month pricing, Alex, is actually, it's pretty affordable. It's $2.99 per month. There is no contract attached to this. You pay $2.99 a month. The only thing that you do pay with the first month of service is a programming charge for $99. All of our clients pay that when they jump on board on that first page of Google. They pay that $99 programming charge. The good thing being with Google services, Alex, is that there's no annual contract to this. You know, we don't tie you down to 1 year, 6 months. The only thing that we ask when you jump on Google services is that you give us a 3-month verbal commitment. Again, it's not a contract. It's just saying, hey, we want to make sure that you stick around to see the full potential of being on that first page. Okay, and that's why we ask for 3 months. Now, the other question, do you have a team working for you, Alex, or are you doing this solo, or how are you operating?
I got one guy that helps me, yes. I got my younger brother works for me.
Oh, okay. And it was just you and your younger brother that took down those 30-some trees?
Yeah, I'd say me and him can usually hammer out a job pretty quick. We usually work pretty good together, and we can get a lot done in a hurry.
Well, that's actually pretty impressive, brother. Okay. That's pretty good. Okay, awesome. Okay. So, and again, I'm sorry if I'm asking this question one more time. I just got prompted by our system here to verify with you. You are open and you are able to handle more business, right? If it comes from the Google platform, that wouldn't be a problem.
No, not at all.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Now, the other question, on the Google platform, it's going to say, on the profile that we built for you, it'll say a date and time of when you're available to take calls from the customers. Now, what days and what times would you like it to reflect that you're able to handle business?
I'm usually around, 7 days a week. I'm usually never too far away, so.
Okay, did you want to do Monday through Sunday?
Yeah, and say I'm usually, if I'm not out doing trees, I'm in the shop working on something, and say I got all sorts of projects of my own kind of going to my shop, so I'm usually around working 7 days a week, so it's not really like I'm too worried about someone calling on Sunday. I get lots of business calls on the weekends already. They don't bother me none.
Okay, all right, well, that's actually pretty cool. That's going to set you a little bit aside from the competition. They don't work Sundays, a lot of them, so that's pretty good. Okay, and then what times to what times that you wanted to show on Google? Alex, are you doing like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. to a certain time?
We can do like 7 to 7, I think.
7 to 7, okay. Perfect. That actually sounds pretty good, just so you know, for the services you're providing. Now, can I list you under 24-hour emergency service? Are you doing emergency tree service?
Yeah. I've done a lot of random midnight calls for trees hanging on power lines and stuff in the middle of the day, someone calls. I've done a lot of random calls like that.
Excellent. Okay, perfect. Now, on Monday, because we don't work Saturday, Sunday, Alex, on Monday, you will get a courtesy call from our IT department. Pretty sure you know what the IT guys do. They handle all the back-end work. They're the ones that build the website, that will list you on Google, list you on Facebook. They do all the content, you know, our technicians from the IT department. On Monday, they'll give you a courtesy call to get the ball rolling. What time on Monday would you have about 30 to 40 minutes to spare?
I guess it really don't matter. I'd say the only time usually between 11 and 12, I might be gone at lunch. If I'm not out doing trees, usually mean whoever I got help me that day do stuff on the shop would be at lunch, but other than that, I'm usually around all day. Don't matter.
Okay. All right. Well, do you prefer morning or afternoon time? Does it matter?
Not really. It don't matter to me either which way.
Okay. Perfect. You know what I'll do? I'll list you anywhere between 2 to 4 p.m. Does that work for you?
Okay.
All right. Bear with me 1 second. All right. And then what's a good email address for you, Alex?
Be Alex Dillon.
That'd be what now?
School. Be Alex Dillon underscore 28.
Alex Dillon underscore 28. Okay.
Yep, at hotmail.com.
At Hotmail. I got to tell you something, man. It's been a while since I've seen Hotmail.
Yeah, I'm sad. I need to kind of heard that from other people, too. And a lot of people went to Yahoo, but now it's kind of switched away from that.
Yeah. That's you're still keeping Hotmail alive. That's awesome, brother.
Think about going to a new one. I need to switch over to something else because it's kind of getting outdated and everyone else has gone away from that.
No, it's all good. So you said Alex Dillon underscore 28. Am I getting that correctly?
You want to spell that out? Because a lot of people always spell my last name wrong. Or
Last name I have D-I-L-L-O-N.
Okay, I see a lot of people spell it I-O-N there on the end for some reason.
Okay, I'm just I'm trying to figure out why it's coming back as an invalid email. Here, let me text it. I put A-L-E-X.
No, A-L-E-C. It's Alec.
All right. Well, that changes everything, brother. Okay. Yep, that came back as correct. You're absolutely correct. Sorry, I've been calling you Alex. My apologies. Your name's Alec.
I just have
to. You've been pretty polite on not correcting me so many times. I appreciate that, man.
August. Follow me now.
That 515-351-0526 number, is that a good number that we can list on Google where the clients can reach you at?
What was the number again? You say 0526?
Yeah, 515-351-0526.
Yep, that's my number.
Okay, perfect. That's the one we'll list there. You'll get contacted. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Alec? Don't worry, we're not going to list this on Google. It's just in case we send correspondence in the mail.
535 East Street in Barnum, Iowa.
Okay, and what's the zip code there?
50518.
Okay, there it came up for me. 535 East Street. 50518. Okay, perfect. Bear with me here one quick second. And then those little bit of pictures that you do have, Alec, where do you have those? You have those on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just make sure you have those available when you get the call on Monday from our IT guys between 2 and 4, because they will ask you for those, because they'll put those on the website. Okay. Now, I do have to create a security question for the account. This is just in case you ever call us or we call you. We have to make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone. There's 3 security questions. You can choose one, whichever one you choose. That'll be the security answer to access the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
I guess we can just do my dog's name.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. All right, and what is that?
Bentley, B-E-N-T-L-E-Y.
Bentley, okay. I don't know if that sounds like a small or big dog. I wouldn't be able to guess that one. Bentley just sounds like a nice name.
He is a Bernie dog.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I rehome someone. Someone I know was getting rid of them because they lost their house or they were renting or whatever, moving in a smaller place and they couldn't take them, so I ended up acquiring them.
Oh, okay. Okay. So he's a, is he a, you're saying he's a rescue dog? Is that what it is?
Well, no, he was, this lady had him. He was only about 6 months old when I got him. She had him for about 4 months, and then her and her fiance had to move into a new house for what, some reason, I don't know what was going on, and they couldn't have any animals in there, so she had rehoming him. I acquired him.
Oh, okay. That's pretty neat. That's pretty, pretty nice of you that you took over him, man. That's nice. He stays with the home, so that's awesome. And then Alec, you do have access to AlecDillon_28@Hotmail, correct?
Yeah, that's my personal email. Okay, I own the company.
Okay, perfect. You'll get all the confirmations. They'll come there to you in a second while we're on the phone. So bear with me here one quick second. And then the company does allow you two different ways, Alec. In order for us to get the ball rolling on Google, you have two separate ways of satisfying that $299 monthly service charge. You can either take care of it with the company card if you have one for Dillon Tree Service, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
I'll use a personal, honestly. I don't have one for business yet.
Okay, no worries. Now, keep in mind that we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so the card name has to match identically. If not, or our system will reject it. So does it say Alec Dillon, or do you have, like, a middle name or middle initial?
No, it just says Alec Dillon on there.
Well, okay, perfect. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
It's Visa.
Visa, okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, all visas start with a number 4 whenever you're ready.
I'd have to go grab it. It's out of my truck right now. I said I don't have my wallet on me.
Okay.
I've been laying in truck today trying to pull a transmission out of a buddy's pickup.
No worries, bud. If you want to, I can definitely hold for you here. I have everything ready to go, so I just need that so we can get it processed.
Okay. I didn't know. Do you need it right now, or
No. No. On Monday, they're not going to ask you for anything. These are the technicians. They don't handle anything that has to do with the payment. I take care of that all today, and then you'll get everything in writing via email. So I don't mind holding for you, so we can get that processed.
Okay. Yeah, you have to give me a second. I'm going to grab that. I'll be back in a second.
Yeah. No worries, brother. I'll be right here.
Okay.
Okay, we got this, 23, and then it's going to be Dillon's Tree Service. Mm-hmm. Let's set up for Monday, 2 to 4 p.m.